Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. The Doug Gottlieb Show broadcasts every day. Today, we're in, I'm telling you, it's beautiful Boise, Idaho. Wow, what a great day. It's about 55, 60 degrees outside, no snow on the mountains, just an absolute stunning day. And I'm high above the blue turf at Albertson Stadium, be calling the college basketball game over. It's probably 100 yards to my back over in the arena where Boise State will take on St. Louis. Well, I may give you a pick. May give you a pick later on. Anyway, did you guys watch last night? Jay Stu, did you watch a football game last night?
I did. I watched most of it. And you know what was glaring? No Manning cast.
No Manning cast, huh? Yeah, I mean, that wasn't really a Manning cast sort of game. But yes, it made it more of like I have to watch. So what'd you think of the broadcast, watching it traditionally?
It's what I've thought of the broadcast all season. Juxtaposed against the Manning cast, they just seem kind of stiff and old. You know, I don't know how else to explain it.
Wait, those guys aren't stiff and old, but yes, it does seem like rather traditional. Honestly, it's like at times working at CBS, that's what it feels like, right? Like, it's like, we're going to do the broadcast the way the broadcasts have always been done. Why are we doing the broadcast that way? Because that's the way we do broadcasts, right? Got it? Go, just do the broadcast. Is that what you're talking about?
It's exactly what I'm talking about. And Brian Griese doesn't help that, by the way. He seems to be the prototypical of what you just described, you know?
Yes. What about the football game? Did you watch that?
Yeah, it was actually a better football game than I thought, especially the last couple minutes of the game. I mean, Russell Wilson took the ball at the 4-yard line or whatever, and it took him all the way down the field. That was exciting. I don't know about the rest of his game.
It was every Russell Wilson game ever, right? Like, where he has the ball, he's running around back there trying to make a play, either wins it or loses it for him. It just feels like how many times, like, I think Beyer took the day off today simply because he's exhausted by watching another Russell Wilson run around, try and make a play game. They're not good. We agree on that?
I agree.
Okay. Isaac, did you watch the game?
I did get a frantic yet very disgruntled phone call late last night telling me to report in this morning, so there might be truth to that. No, remember, we're cord cutters, so I follow it on social media, and then when the exciting finish happened, I went back and I looked at the highlights called by Kevin Harlan, for example, and both radio broadcasters, and that's how I consumed that game. So I kind of outsourced it to social media to tell me what to watch.
So as a cord cutter, you can't get the Monday Night Football game?
That's bull. That, by the way, you've said that the last time you get away with it. There are streaming services now, Isaac. So being a cord cutter doesn't mean anything.
I will not break the law to access those. Unfortunately, Jason can produce a text message that he has saved with me begging him for his password. No, actually, my cell carrier, I actually can watch them, all the NFL games that are in market live as they happen. But this particular one, yeah, I mean, the highlights of the two-point conversion, it was on Twitter like 5 seconds after it happened, and that's how I watched it.
Ramos, you watched the game last night?
I did. I don't know what these guys are talking about. That was one of the... I've never seen more three and outs in one game in my entire life. It's like,
it was so boring.
It was not good.
It was so boring.
It was exciting. What game were you watching? Not the game Doug and I were watching. That was death by firing squad.
Seriously, what are you talking about?
I only said that it was a better game than I expected, and I think a lot of it had to do with the very ending. So
it was a bad game, but you expected like the worst game ever.
I did. Yes, I did.
Okay. It's all about your level of expectations, right?
By the way, the other thing I was following, apparently there were more pipes that burst at FedEx Field in the luxury suites last night.
So what? That place isn't that old, is it? Why is
it so
bad? No,
it's not that old. You're right. I don't know.
I mean, because they used to play at RFK forever, and they need a new stadium now. Was it just the worst built place ever? Is that what happened?
You know what? The plumbing today at RFK might be better across the board than at FedEx.
It was originally Jack Kent Cook Stadium. Of course, Jack Kent Cook, you want to talk about a guy who lived. He used to own the Lakers, and he owned the Washington, then Redskins, right? It was built in 1997. Okay, so it's only... 25 years old, and it's like junk. Like, they got to have a new stadium. That's what everybody says. I don't understand why it was so poor. Like, who built it? Definitely American made. I get it. Yeah, no question. But man, what a dump with all these broken pipes.
Jeez.
I mean, no, I'm serious. Like, Ramos, it's a real thing. Like, they need a new stadium. They want a new stadium. But that stadium is bad, and the football was bad last night.
And the original capacity, that was built to be like an 80,000-seat stadium, and now because of the lack of interest in recent years, they have to put tarps all over the upper deck when you look at it on TV, right?
Yes. I believe that's the case.
And Washington's actually in the playoff hunt, right? Aren't they like...
Yes.
Like, yeah, they're like 5-6 or something like that. I mean, they're actually part of the wild card run. The NFC, they were mentioning last night, is, I guess, not very good.
No.
I mean, except for like the elite, like Green Bay obviously is, you know, but I mean the rest of all the wild card teams, and they're all like in a chance to get into the playoffs. They're all like 4-7 and stuff.
But that's how they got in last year.
Yeah.
because that division was so bad last year. And this year, obviously, the division is better, sort of, a little bit, but not a lot. It's just good enough. But yes, right now, I think right now they're in the last wild card spot, aren't they? Like, at the playoffs, it's one of those old, if the playoffs were to start today.
The playoffs, I love when they do that after, like, week four. Well, yes. if the playoffs started today, like, they've only played 4 weeks of football.
It's them and Minnesota for the last playoff spot. And they have the tiebreaker over Atlanta and Minnesota. Like, that's really, everybody want to expand the playoffs? Like, that's what you got. The NFC playoffs, if they started today, Arizona would have the bye. Green Bay, Tampa, Dallas, Rams, Niners, Washington. And the other teams in the hunt, Vikings, Falcons, Saints. Eagles are a game and loss column out. Panthers, game and loss column out. Giants, game and loss column out. Because they're two behind in the win column. Well, actually, one behind the win column. I mean, it's like everyone, I mean, really, what they've done is brilliant, only diabolical. It's brilliant in that everybody, like literally everybody in the NFC, even the Seahawks are still mathematically very much alive. Bears very much alive. Only the Lions are not. And as much as you could say, well, that's the NFC. Look, in the AFC, right now the Chargers have the seventh spot, which is they've just been disappointing of late. They're right there with the Raiders and the Broncos and the Colts and the Steelers, right? And like, we all think that's end of days of the Browns. The Browns are a game in the loss column out of the playoffs. The Dolphins are two in the loss column out of the playoffs. And we remember we have 17 games. So you still have five games left for some of these teams to play. Some have six. So I mean, that game was bad. That's what bottom of the barrel playoffs. That's like, those are two teams fighting for a playoff spot. That's what we've gotten to? Yikes. What do the Seahawks look like? It's really hard to tell on Russell. Is he bad because he doesn't have the protection of the running game, or is he bad and they don't have protection running game? That's what I'm struggling with. What do you think, Jay Stu?
The third option is you got to give him benefit of the doubt, right? He's coming off of that that injury that his doctor at some point said it's a miracle that he's back this soon, right?
Yeah, I can't take anything he says about miracles and whatever serious. I legit can't. I can't, you know. I can't. He was holding a football 16 hours a day. They've been bad. He's been bad. This is his third game back, so it's not like he just came back. It's his third game back from the torn ligament. You know, they come back home. They got the Niners. The Niners are going to hammer their ass. They do have the Texans in 2 weeks. That's where you get off the schneid with the losing streak. But they've lost six out of their last seven games. They've lost eight of their last 10 games. Like, yikes, they're a bad football team.
I'll probably get in trouble from Dan for saying this, but wasn't like DK Metcalf like one of the top wide receivers like 2 years ago or last year?
What happened?
He had like no receptions at all, like for four quarters last night, right?
How has that happened?
I don't know, man.
And everybody wants to blame the offense, like, do you think Russell wouldn't throw to him at all? I don't know. I mean, remember, DK is the guy who fell in the draft, and most people thought he fell in the draft because he was just kind of stiff in the hips. He's a great straight-line runner. But, I mean, you think just have him straight-line run down the field and throw it up to him a couple times in the game. He's a monster. That was a tough watch for me. That was one of those, like, I really like those 3 hours back. The good thing was I went with my son to Islands. We got burgers and fries, and we were watching Hoop as well. He was arguing with me that Illinois' colors look like they're red. I was like, no, Illinois, their colors are orange. They're orange. And then we were talking about how big Kofi Coburn was. Kofi Coburn's a big old kid. But it at least broke up the fact that that game was a tough watch. Jason Stewart, I love what you're doing. You're giving it context. It was better than I thought, but you thought it would be a turd burger. It was just a turd.
Exactly.
Here's Pete Carroll on the loss.
Really frustrating trip for us to come all the way out and hang in the game. You know, we didn't play very well, complimentary at all. But to have a chance to be right there at the end, I'm really proud of the way these guys keep battling and fighting hard and doing what we need to do.
Here's Russell Wilson on one of the team goes from here.
What I do know is I know there's only one way to respond, and that's with your head up, your mind right, with great language. That's with, perspective that, you know, everything in life isn't always easy, and even in your careers and whatever it may be in sports. But I do know that we will be better. I do know that we'll continue to work to be better every day.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I know he's a really good football player. I know he's a really smart guy. The Tony Robbins thing, I can't do it.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. So, you guys remember when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? And they talked about how, oh, they like to have fun. New England doesn't have fun. Apparently, Chase Claypool, talented young wide receiver, Pittsburgh Steelers, suggested to Mike Tomlin that he would play music at practice because it'd make it more fun. This is Mike Tomlin's response.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that. I'll formulate the practice approach, and I think that division of labor is probably appropriate.
It's a great line, right? Division of labor. It's like church and state. We're going to keep church and state separate. That's like, I hear you. That is a generational thing where guys, everybody says, I want to be heard. You're not listening. Like, no. I'm not sure if you understand that listening doesn't actually mean I'm going to do what you ask me to do. Right? The difference in this generation and previous generation is that the previous generation would ask you to listen and your parents, adults, they weren't even like, no. We're not listening. We don't need new ideas. We know what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to do. So the difference is now this generation, I want to be heard. I got to be heard. I want to be heard. Why aren't you listening to me? Understood. But listening to you and actually doing what you want because you think it's best are two very different things. Two very different things. But it is funny, right? Got it. Put it in the suggestion box. We'll think about it. Now get out there and practice. Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. I had a bit of an abdominal issue as well. So what I did was I ordered some takeout and ate it. And now the abdominal issue is gone. I would suggest that I had a pain in my below the chest, above the belly button.
Where'd you order it from?
Hold on, I got to get the name of this place. I'll give him a little bit of love here. And we're on in Boise.
Well, here's the thing, though. There are logistical challenges for food to be delivered when you're doing a show in a football press box when there's no game going on. So good for them.
It's a great point. I want to thank Mike, who brought it up for me. He set us up. He's the SID for basketball. And I texted him just like, hey, I'm going to come down and get this thing during a break. Can you keep an eye on it? And he's like, nah, I brought it upstairs for you. So... let's see here. It's from Meraki Greek Street Food. And I got a, believe it or not, I got a, like a, what would you call it? I mean, normally you'd call it a shawarma. I got a pork shawarma and I got some halloumi fries, which are really salty, like salt lick salty. Like there, it's a lot.
So is it food from Greece or is it from a place on Greek Street in Boise? Because you know, Petros Papadakis, he had his wedding in Greece. So it's a whole theme today for you.
Yeah, and his dad owns a Greek restaurant.
That's right.
No, it is from Greek Street. I think that's the, I don't know if it's a street named Greek. I think it's actually just called Greek Street. Pretty good too. Not bad. I was so hungry. Man. I basically did the fasting thing without trying to fast. So, all right, we're going to get to Chris Sims in a second. I'll get his thoughts on Lincoln Riley, his thoughts on Brian Kelly, but also his thoughts in the NFL. Like, what do we do with Seattle? What do you do there? What do you do? Chris Sims joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Let's start with the big college news. I know you don't cover college as much. I know you were covering Notre Dame. But Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU, what's your immediate reaction?
I'm shocked by the Notre Dame thing, I guess, to a degree. You know, I'm shocked, but I'm not. I guess I'm shocked because it's Notre Dame. It's so prestigious. You know, it's such a wanted job. And I guess where I'm not shocked is the fact that it's hard to win a national championship at Notre Dame. And I'm sure Brian Kelly's sick of being held to the standard of like, hey, you need to win the national championship. Yet they have incredible academic standards there that, you know, of course, compromise some of the players and the guys they get at that football and on that football team. So I think it is hard that way. Of course, being underpaid that way as compared to some of the other schools right now, those are all little issues. So I guess that's where I'm not shocked, but I guess I'm shocked just because of the prestige of Notre Dame. I guess I should say I'm shocked because of the prestige of Notre Dame kind of takes a shot here. You know, that's where I look at it. I mean, I know LSU's a really awesome, special place. You're going to the SEC. You got incredible competition. I know that, but I also don't view LSU, you know, in the lures of college football in the same class as Notre Dame. So I guess that's where it's a little surprising. Another thing, too, Doug, I'll just say, you know, I'm going to be interested to see the culture clash there a little. You know, a guy, me, I can speak personally to this, coming from the Northeast and going to a school like Texas, man, there was a faction of people that just hated me. They were never going to accept me. I was a Yankee to them, and they had issues with the Yankee beating their starting quarterback. Well, you know, he's a guy from Boston. He's very in-your-face, Massachusetts-type attitude. You know, there's no sugarcoating anything at all. And I do wonder how the culture clash will work there. And vice versa with Lincoln Riley in USC, a guy from Texas going to a city slicker Hollywood USC. I'm interested to see how that works as well.
Chris Sims, our guest on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. I put you in charge of everything in Seattle. What do you do?
I would blow the roster up. I mean, that would be the first thing I would do after the year. It's got to start back from scratch, and they need to rebuild. You know, they've tried to hang on to the Legion of Boom and put Band-Aids on holes in their roster for years and years, let alone, of course, they've missed on some draft picks. So I think that's the first thing I would look at, no doubt. There's just so many issues on the football team to where, hey, offensive line's not good. Defensive line has nobody special. The two safeties are good and Bobby Wagner on defense, but that's all you got there on that side of the ball. You know, the offensive scheme is not creative, and Pete Carroll, in my opinion, has maybe failed to adjust to the modern-day NFL here the last few years, and I think it's cost them. I don't know if I would get rid of Pete Carroll. I don't think I would do that, so I'm going to say that right off the bat if that was kind of the question you were asking or wanted me to go down to. No, I still have faith in him as his ability to, you know, motivate a football team, get them to play hard. There's still a lot of fundamental things that they do correct. But, you know, as far as his ability to pick the right offensive coordinator and their ability to pick players as of late, yeah, there's certainly some question marks there.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Why aren't the Rams better?
Well, all right, there's a few things here. You know, the Rams, first off, basic premise, got to stop shooting yourself in the foot. You know, can't be down 10-0 before you even break a sweat in the football game. Now, that's what we're seeing from them more than not here as of late. So many early game mistakes, so they never really get into a flow on the offensive side of the ball and really get to stick with their game plan. They're not running the ball quite as well as we've seen in years past. They become a little bit too much of a just drop back pass football team. And I'll say it, and I'm one of his biggest defenders. Matthew Stafford's just not playing that great. There's too many throws I watch on film right now where I go, that needs to be hit by average quarterbacks in the NFL. Matthew Stafford, I expect him to hit that 999 times out of 1,000. So he's missing throws, certainly. He's made a few bad decisions. The defense has to be more creative and aggressive, in my opinion. You know, first off, $20 million to Jalen Ramsey. You got to play him man-to-man more. They did a little more last week against Green Bay. I need to see a lot more of that. They're a little basic on defense. They don't disguise all that well. Man, you know, if that's fine if you want to be basic and not disguise, but then you better be really sound and have some guys that are going to make some splash plays. And right now they're not doing that. They're kind of mess up things from time to time, and nobody's making plays. And so that's their issues right now. I'd like to see the defense be a little more creative as a fact of, like, Jalen Ramsey, have a matchup against the Devontae Adams of the world, play some crazy coverage with the other six DBs and linebackers on the other side of the field, and figure out ways with your front four to get pressure on the quarterback. Aaron Donald is still awesome. He's not, I don't think, the slam dunk best defensive player in football anymore. Von Miller needs to show up a little bit more, and Leonard Floyd, same there goes for him. But there's a few issues across the board. I'm not panicked about them totally yet, Doug, though. I do think they can fix the mistakes they're making, and still be a good football team. They hung in there for a while with Green Bay and had chances even with those early mistakes and being down 10-0. But again, mistakes then struck once again with the pick six, and you muff a punt, and then the game's over.
How good are the Patriots in reality? I know they've played really well recently, but how good are they in reality?
They're really good. I mean, I think they're one of the best teams in football. I think they're the best team in the AFC right now. I do. You know, I look at them. I still am going to put Tennessee in that category, and I'm getting close to maybe putting Kansas City back in that category. I'd like to see maybe one more week. But with New England, you know, Doug, it's of course the management of the football game's perfect. The game plans are perfect. We know that. But there's real talent on the defensive side of the ball right now. And I know in weeks past I've told you about their run game, but you're seeing here as of late, like last week, oh, okay, the run game's not that great this week. Well, look, their pass game, it can make plays and do some special things as well. And that's where I look at it, where they don't make mistakes. They don't mess up the game. They're great in all situations. And then they got some talent. And I think the offense has finally grasped, you know, the system, all the new players, you know, the pressure's off that way. And I think you're starting to see the fruits of that labor. And, yes, I think if you're going to ask me against anybody in the AFC right now, I'm taking New England.
Anybody, even the Chiefs?
I would. Right now, at this moment, I do. I, you know, again, I need to see more from the Chiefs' offense. I think that would be the thing I'd want to see. I have no problem saying I think that the New England defense, which I think is better than the Green Bay Packers, can slow down, or the Dallas Cowboys can slow down the Kansas City Chiefs on that side of the ball. I got no problem saying that. Kansas City's defense has been a lot better, no doubt. But I think a lot of New England's offensive line, and of course they always have a few creative schemes in the pass game to get guys open. So, yeah, I'm saying that. I would take New England over anybody in the AFC right now at this moment.
It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Let's go to the NFC. Let's talk some Giants. Giants looked terrible 2 weeks ago, looked really good this past week. Granted, it's against the Eagles. And it's hard to tell. It feels like Gettleman is going to be gone. But what about Danny Dimes? Should he be the starting quarterback next year with the Giants?
Yeah, listen, it's a tough call. I am a believer, and I guess I give Daniel Jones the benefit of the doubt to a degree. You know, it's hard to play quarterback behind the worst offensive line in football to start your career. I mean, it's the worst. There's no other way to say it. So, you know, he's tough as hell, but I don't care how tough you are. When the first thing you got to look at is to see if you're getting blocked or have enough time to actually throw the ball down the field, man, is it hard to play quarterback that way. So I am a guy that sits there and thinks you can win with him. Is he going to be a superstar, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen? No, he's not. You know, he's more along the lines of a guy that needs a system. He can make smart decisions. But, you know, that's where I give him the benefit of the doubt. I do. You know, I'm one that I want them to keep Joe Judge. You know, again, Eagles have been playing pretty good football lately. Eagles have more talent than the Giants, for sure. The Eagles may be arguably top five offensive line in football, one of the better D-lines in football, got a shutdown corner in Darius Slay, got some talent at receiver, got Dallas Goedert at tight end. You know, there's a lot of things there. And to me, this is where I defend Joe Judge to go, their talent's not on the same level as the Eagles. But there they were and beat them and outplayed them for a lot of the day. And that's where I'd like to see them give Joe Judge one more shot and Daniel Jones one more shot and hopefully get a GM in there that can fix a few of the issues on the roster. But, you know, one of the worst pass rushes in football, one of the worst offensive lines in football, really no modern-day three-down linebackers that can cover tight ends and stop the run. You know, they overpaid Bradbury as far as he's a good corner, but he's not like an elite shutdown corner. And then overpaid Kenny Galladay. Saquon's been injured a lot. There's been a lot of issues that have led to some questionable moments for Daniel Jones and Joe Judge, in my opinion. And yes, a lot of that does fall back on Gettleman. Sorry for the long answer there, man, but that was a deep answer.
No, I mean, it's obviously something that you know really, really well and have a strong opinion on. What about the Cowboys? They're not going to have Mike McCarthy this week. But really disappointing loss to the Raiders. And I know you don't have your two best wide receivers, but it ain't like the Raiders aren't without guys. Why aren't the Cowboys better?
Yeah, you know, haven't been as dominant up front in the run game. I think that would be one thing I'd look at. You know, the pass game I think could use a splash more of creativity. You know, I think they fell into the trap of like, hey, we're running the ball and we're talented outside. And Dak, he hits you when you're open and we don't need to do a whole lot. I'd like to see them, you know, trick it up a little bit more. And I don't mean like trick plays, but just add a few more things to their offense. I think that's what jumps out to me over the last few weeks. Dak has not been playing his best either, physically or mentally, I'll say that. And defensively, I think we're seeing a little bit finally what they are. You know, we know they're better than last year. And, yeah, they were making some turnovers and some big plays and some big moments early on in the year. But this is something I questioned on my podcast all year. You know, I was a little amazed. I don't know if they can continue this. And I think, you know, you're seeing they can't really play man-to-man coverage. If they do, it's pass interference. If they play zone against the Raiders, man, they just were going to pick them apart all day long. So the defense isn't great, and they don't have a great defensive line. They need Dexter Lawrence back to help them out, or DeMarcus Lawrence, to get the pass rush going. But it really falls on the offense, I think, that needs to kind of raise their game for that football team.
Chris Sims, our guest in the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, so I'm watching and I'm trying to figure out, how did Leonard Fournette become this dynamic pass catcher? Like, how does that happen? Guy didn't catch passes in college, okay. Doesn't catch passes. Last year in the playoffs, it looked uncomfortable with him catching the football. Now all of a sudden, he leads the league and backs in receptions for a running back.
Yeah, you know, in college, not that he got the ball thrown his way a whole lot, but he always looked comfortable doing it. I remember my assessment of him coming out of LSU. I didn't think like, oh man, he'll add no value to the pass game. You know, and I think he understands, man, I'm with a quarterback and an offensive system, you know, and once Giovanni Bernard, you know, had some injuries and had to deal with that, I think he realized like, wait, I got to pay attention to this part of the game a little bit more. And, you know, with all the weapons they have and their ability to push the ball down the field, I know, I think the offense and he both realize, like, man, I can get some favorable matchups here underneath with on linebackers and guys that are not as athletic as me. So that he's a freak of nature. You know, there's a reason he was picked at number four. You know, he was stuck behind in a bad offense in Jacksonville with a quarterback who, you know, could not throw the ball, and people just put nine people in the box all the time. He was better there than people realize, and now he's on a team that has the ability to accentuate his abilities a little bit. And he's not running into, you know, nine-man defensive fronts all the time. You can see he's big, he's powerful, he's got game-breaking speed to 30-yard touchdowns and can catch the ball and has found a nice little niche and seems like he's really become a little bit of a leader in that offense as well.
Chris, you're the best, man. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Doug. I'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Ready for a good weekend? Dun, 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 dun. Every day this time, we like to get you updated on some big story or something we heard earlier on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports 1, we call it.
And now.
What does the Fox say?
This is Lincoln Riley on with Colin Cowherd.
This is not a shot at the SEC, but you didn't get a say on Oklahoma going to the SEC. Was there a little part of that ever that, was that in the decision at all that, you're a Big 12 guy and a Big 12 coach, and SEC? Was that part of it?
Zero percent. The leadership at OU was fantastic, communicating with me throughout that process, asked feedback. Certainly not saying I made the decision by any stretch, but I was able to give some feedback and be a part of those discussions. And I think it's going to be a great move for OU. I do. And that had no part of it. This decision really and truly, no matter what anybody thinks on the outside, was about this opportunity for so many different reasons, for my family, for the opportunity that we believed in as far as what USC could be and what we could do to help USC. And it was just the right challenge at the right time. So, no, it had nothing to do with it. I do think what we do is going to translate well out here, and can't wait to get it implemented and started.
I don't know how it plays if you're more honest about it, but I don't think that was an honest response. I think it sounded good. It's not the... We've gotten to this place to where you're like, if you say, hey, the SEC is just, it's just different. It doesn't make it all bad and all challenges aren't bad. it doesn't make it all good. You know, if Lincoln Riley did nothing different, plays in the SEC this year. Remember, they almost lost to Kansas. They did lose to Baylor. They did lose to Oklahoma State. They had several other games which were close. Not Texas Tech. They played very well against Texas Tech. But they had other games which they played just okay. The attrition that it takes, the depth that it takes of talent to compete in the SEC, is going to be really interesting to see how they do. They had better players than everybody outside of, and maybe even counting Texas, in terms of guys that you would want to recruit. So 9 times out of 10, you got better players than the other team, you're going to win, or you're going to come out in a really good place. You don't have that in the SEC. So to not at least, look, that job is a great job. It's a great school. I think they'll do well. I had a great time there. But like, we're blind to the changes that are taking place, whereas USC, all they need to do is get back to being prime USC, and you're good enough to compete against anybody in the country. And oh yeah, by the way, the Pac-12 is not a gauntlet right now. You can kind of get your sea legs a little bit. It's not about even playing in the playoffs as much as just getting back to when you win 9 and 10 and 11 games and you're recruiting the best players. And now, because remember, one of the things that's, everyone points to the SEC being harder, but the Pac-12, you play more conference games and they play Notre Dame every year. Right? They don't play, they play LSU, I think, in 2 years or 3 years they play LSU. But USC always plays a very, very competitive schedule, in addition to the Pac-12. And I understand we're in this like Pac-12 sucks sort of mode, but if Washington gets right, and I think they hired a really good football coach, Stanford is not going to be down forever. David Shaw knows what he's doing. They've had a litany of injuries. Cal's the big challenge because Cal should be better. They should be better. UCLA is up and going. Arizona State, we'll see. Arizona couldn't be worse. Utah is very good. Colorado, your coach leaves. You're okay. Wazoo's pretty good, although they have a new coach coming. So there's a lot to it. Obviously, Oregon's good and Oregon State's better. That league needs Stanford and Cal to be good. Stanford, Cal, Arizona State, UCLA, USC, Washington, Utah, and maybe Colorado. That's a hell of a league. But, you know, the idea that you're not going to offer up that, yeah, look, it's a different deal with that SEC and something that, like, Oklahoma fans, do you think they're used to having 4 or 5 losses on a schedule? Everybody says, I'll be great. But that's not really the way it usually works. Nick Wright was on earlier today. He said this about Russell Wilson.
If Russell Wilson's healthy, then evidently in the surgery when they removed a bone in his finger, they also removed his talent. So I'm going to assume he's not healthy and that he shouldn't be playing. But I mean, because if he's healthy, then he's just not good. That's not tenable to me. But Broussard, I understand the idea of you get a franchise quarterback, Broussard, you can never, ever let him go. But if you peaked with this guy 2 presidential terms ago, you've been good a bunch, but not great once since then, is it not better for all parties to try to have a fresh start? Is that outrageous?
It's not outrageous. And I do think that, you know, I think there's also another level too with Russell Wilson, which is if you're really not enjoying what you're doing, it's really hard to play your best. So I don't know how good Russell Wilson is right now. I don't know how good he is in general. He was bad the second half of last year. He wasn't particularly good either. People forget that. So I don't, but I do know that in order to get the best out of somebody, they usually have to enjoy themselves, and he doesn't appear to be enjoying himself. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
All right, great third and final hour of the show. Brady Quinn is going to join us. He had some interesting and pointed words about Brian Kelly's departure from Notre Dame to LSU. Wait to hear what Tiger Woods had to say. And I think it was like his first interview or sit down since the car crash. It was a press conference since the car crash. Plus, we have more on Lincoln Riley deciding to take the USC job. And, oh yeah, by the way, the press, everything you missed in sports should be really, really good. So Brady Quinn upcoming next. Plus, I got some Tiger Woods for you, which is interesting. And then, oh yeah, by the way, like, we're at a Tuesday. We got the college football rankings going to come out. And we have the possibility that Notre Dame could play for a national championship. And we don't know who's going to coach them. That's weird. Does Brady Quinn want to coach him? I'll ask him. That's upcoming next, the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. Answer one important question. How did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.